The Hairy Apes. Scene 7. Nearly a month later, an IWW local near the waterfront showing the interior of a front room on the ground floor and the street outside. Moonlight on the narrow street, buildings massed in black shadow. The interior of the room, which is general assembly room, office, and reading room, resembles some dingy settlement's boy club. A desk and high stool are in one corner. A table with papers, stacks of pamphlets, chairs about it, is at center. The whole is decidedly cheap, banal, commonplace, and unmysterious as a room could well be. The secretary is perched on the stool, making entries in a large ledger. An eye shade casts his face into shadows. 8 or 10 men, longshoremen, iron workers, and the like, are grouped about the table. 2 are playing checkers. 1 is writing a letter. Most of them are smoking pipes. A big signboard is on the wall at the rear. Industrial Workers of the World. Local number 57.
What the devil is that? Someone knocking? Come in, why don't you? Hello? Hello? I thought I'd bumped into the wrong dump. Maybe you have. Are you a member? Nah, not yet. That's what I come for, to join. That's easy. What's your job? Longshore? Nah, fireman. Stoker on the liners. Welcome to our city. Glad to know you people are waking up at last. We haven't got many members in your line. Nah, they're all dead to the world. Well, you can help to wake 'em. What's your name? I'll make out your card. Name? Let me think. Don't you know your own name? Sure, but I've been just Yank for so long. Bob, that's it. Bob Smith. Robert Smith. Here you are. Cost you $0.50. Is that all? 4 bits? That's easy. Thanks. Well, make yourself at home. No introductions needed. There's literature on the table. Take some of those pamphlets with you to distribute aboard ship. They may bring results. Sow the seed, only go about it right. Don't get caught and fired. We got plenty out of work. What we need is men who can hold their jobs and work for us at the same time. Sure. What did you knock for? Think we had a coon in uniform to open doors? Nah, I thought it was locked, and that you'd want to give me the once-over through a peephole or something to see if I was right. Think we were running a crap game? That door is never locked. What put that in your nut? This burg is full of bulls, ain't it? What have the cops got to do with us? We're breaking no laws. Sure. Use wooden for worlds. Sure, I'm wise to that. You seem to be wise to a lot of stuff none of us knows about. Aw, that's all right, see? Aw, can it? Yous needn't put me through the toy degree. Can't you see I belong? Sure, I'm regular. I'll stick, get me. I'll shoot the works for yous. That's why I wanted to join in. That's the right spirit. Only are you sure you understand what you've joined? It's all plain and above board. Still, some guys get a wrong slant on us. What's your notion of the purpose of the IWW?
Oh, I know all about it.
Well, give us some of your valuable information.
I know enough not to speak out of my toin.
Oh, say, I'm regular. I'm wise to the game. I know you got to watch your step with a stranger. For all yous know, I might be a plainclothes dick or something. That's what you're thinking, huh? Oh, forget it. I belong, see? Ask any guy down to the docks if I don't.
Who said you didn't?
After I'm initiated, I'll show you.
Initiated? There's no initiation.
Ain't there no password, no grip, nor nothing?
What do you think this is, the Elks or the Black Hand?
The Elks, hell! The Black Hand, they're a lot of yellow backsticking jinnies. Nah, this is a man's gang, ain't it?
You said it. That's why we stand on our 2 feet in the open. We got no secrets.
You mean to say you always run wide open like this?
Exactly.
Then you sure you got your noive witches?
Just what was it that made you want to join us?
Come out with that straight.
You call me? Well, I got noise, too. Here's my hand. You want to blow things up, don't you? Well, that's me. I belong.
You mean change the unequal conditions of society by legitimate direct action? Or with dynamite?
Dynamite! Blow it off into oif. Steal all the cages, all the factories, steamers, buildings, jails, the steel trust, and all that makes it go.
So that's your idea, eh? And did you have any special job in that line you wanted to propose to us?
Sure, I'll come out with it. I'll show you as I'm one of the gang. There's that millionaire guy, Douglas.
President of the Steel Trust, you mean? Do you want to assassinate him?
Nah, that don't get you nothing. I mean blow up the factory, the works, where he makes the steel. That's what I'm after, to blow up the steel. Knock all the steel in the world up to the moon.
That'll fix things. I'll do it by me lonesome.
I'll show you. Tell me where his works is, how to get there, all the dope. Give me the stuff, the old butter, and watch me do the rest. Watch the smoke and see it move. I don't give a damn if they nab me, long as it's done. I'll solve life for it, and give him the laugh. And I'll write her a letter and tell her the hairy ape done it. Dad'll square things.
Very interesting. No gat, no knife. Shall we give him what's what and put the boots to him? No, he isn't worth the trouble we'd get into. He's too stupid. Ho-ho, by God, this is the biggest joke they've put up on us yet. Hey, you joke, who sent you? Burns or Pinkerton? No, by God, you're such a bonehead. I'll bet you're in the Secret Service. Well, you dirty spy, you rotten agent provocateur, you can go back and tell whatever skunk is paying you blood money for betraying your brothers that he's wasting his coin. You couldn't catch a cold, and tell him that all he'll ever get on us, or ever has got, is just his own sneaking plots that he's framed up to put us in jail. We are what our manifesto says we are, neither more nor less. And we'll give him a copy of that any time he calls. And as for you, oh hell, what's the use of talking? You're a brainless ape.
What's that, you sheeny bum, ya?
Throw him out, boys.
So them boys don't think I belong neither. Ah, to hell with them. They're in the wrong pew, the same old bull. Soapboxes and Salvation Army. No guts. Cut out an hour off in the job a day and make me happy. Give me a dollar more a day and make me happy. Tree square a day and cauliflowers in the front yard, equal rights, a woman and kids, a lousy vote, and I'm all fixed for Jesus, huh? Aw, hell, what does that get you? This ting's in your inside, but it ain't your belly. Feeding your face, sinkers and coffee, that don't touch it. It's way down, at the bottom. You can't grab it and you can't stop it. It moves and everything moves. It stops and the whole world stops. That's me now. I don't tick, see? I'm a busted Ingersoll, that's what. Steel was me, and I owned the world. Now I ain't steel, and the world owns me. Oh, hell, I can't see. It's all dark, get me? It's all wrong. Say, you's up there, man in the moon. You look so wise. Give me the answer, huh? Slip me the inside dope, the information right from the stable. Where do I get off at, huh?
You'll get off at the station, you boob, if you don't get up out of that and keep moving.
Sure, lock me up. Put me in a cage. That's your only answer you know. Go on, lock me up.
What you been doing?
Enough to give me life for. I was born, see? Sure, that's the charge. Write it in the blotter. I was born, get me?
God pity your old woman. But I've no time for kidding. You're soused. I'd run you in, but it's too long a walk to the station. Come on now, get up, or I'll fan your ears with this club. Beat it now.
Say, where do I go from here?
Go to hell.
Scene 8. Twilight of the next day. The monkey house at the zoo. On the one cage, a sign from which the word gorilla stands out. The gigantic animal himself is seen squatting on his haunches on a bench in much the same attitude as Rodin's Thinker. Yank enters from the left. Immediately a chorus of angry chattering and screeching breaks out. The gorilla turns his eyes, but makes no sound or move.
Welcome to your city, huh? Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Say, you're some hard-looking guy, ain't you? I've seen lots of tough nuts that the gang called gorillas, but
You're the first real one I ever seen. Some chest you got, and shoulders, and them arms and mitts. I bet you got a punching eider fist that'll knock 'em all silly. Sure, I get you. You challenged the whole world, huh? You got what I was saying even if you muffled the words. And why wouldn't you get me? Ain't we both members of the same club, the Hairy Apes? So you're what she seen when she looked at me, the white-faced tart. I was you to her, get me? Only out of the cage, broke out, free to murder her, see? Sure, that's what she thought. She wasn't wise that I was in a cage, too. Worser than yours. Sure, a damn sight. 'Cause you got some channel to bust loose. But me? Oh, hell, it's all wrong, ain't it? I suppose you want to know what I'm doing here, huh? I've been warming a bench down to the batten ever since last night. Sure, I seen the sun come up. That was pretty, too. All red and pink and green. I was looking at the skyscrapers, steel, and all the ships coming in, sailing out all over the earth, and they was steel, too. The sun was warm, there wasn't no clouds, and there was a breeze blowing. Sure, it was great stuff. I got it all right. What Patty said about that being the right dope. Only I couldn't get in it, see? I couldn't belong in that. I was over my head, and I kept thinking, and then I beat it up here to see what yous was like, and I waited till they was all gone to get you alone. Say, how'd you feel sitting in that pen all the time, having to stand for them coming and staring at you? The white face, skinny tarts, and the boobs what marry 'em, making fun of you, laughing at you, getting scared of you? Damn 'em. Sure, that's the way it hits me, too. Only you're lucky, see? You don't belong with 'em, and you know it. But me, I belong with 'em, but I don't, see? They don't belong with me, that's what. Get me? Tinking is hard. It's this way what I'm driving at. Yous can sit and dope dream in the past, green woods, the jungle, and the rest of it. Then you belong and they don't. Then you can laugh at 'em, see? You're the champ of the world. But me, I ain't got no past to tinking, nor nothing that's coming, only what's now. And that don't belong. Sure, you're the best off. You can't tink, can you? You can't talk neither. But I can make a bluff at talking and tinking. Almost get away with it. Almost. And that's where the joker comes in. I ain't on earth and I ain't in heaven, get me? I'm in the middle trying to separate them, taking all the worst punches from both of them. Maybe that's what they call hell, huh? But you're at the bottom. You belong. Sure, you're the only one in the world that does, you lucky stiff. And that's why they gotta put you in a cage, see? Sure, you get me. It beats it when you try to tank it or talk it. It's way down, deep, behind. You and me, we feel it. Sure, both members of this club. What the hell? To hell with it. A little action, that's our meat. That belongs. Knock 'em down and keep busting 'em till they croaks you with a gat. With steel. Sure. Are you game? They've looked at yous, ain't they, in a cage? Want to get even? Want to wind up like a sport instead of croaking slow and there? Sure, you're a regular. You'll stick it to the finish. Me and you, huh? Both members of this club. We'll put up one last star bout that'll knock 'em off of their seats. They'll have to make the cages stronger after we're true. Pardon from the governor. Step out and shake hands. I'll take you for a walk down Fifth Avenue. We'll knock 'em off in the earth and croak with the band playing. Come on, brother. Shake the secret grip of our order. Hey, I didn't say kiss me. Say, they ought to match him with Zabisco. He got me all right. I'm true. Even him didn't think I belong. Christ, where do I get off at? Where do I fit in? Oh, what the hell? No squawking, see? No quitting, get me? Croak with your boots on. In the cage, huh? Ladies and gents, step forward and take a slant at the one and only, one and original, Hairy Ape from the wilds of...